Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Trundle Bed Tales. This is the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, Historic Foodways, One Room Schools, and Other Social History. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. Please leave a comment wherever you listen to podcasts with positive feedback because it helps other people find the show. And with that, I think it's time for a little housekeeping. Now, I always include in our housekeeping that you can call in to 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. And you can also chat live while you stream episodes. Questions, comments, suggestions, you can email me at info@trundlebedtales.com or contact me through your favorite social media platform. And I did my whole spiel last episode about the housekeeping, and we're not going to do very much of that tonight because this is a roving report, and our roving reports are normally done live in the place for our Laura trip. Now, I did have trouble with getting the broadcast to work in Walnut Grove, which was it was my fault, not the hotels or anything. I did have a good signal, and I guess I just said that. But anyway, it was an issue, and what I decided to do was to record them live. So we are going to go live on tape. But before we get to that, I do want to mention that I also have restarted my videos. I've got my editing system straightened out. I hadn't been posting since December, but I started out with In the Kitchen with a Laura video, and I'm going to be doing a Trundle Bed Trails video next. I'm actually going to be finishing up the Desmet trip from last year, which I hadn't posted yet, before I get into the Walnut Grove trip from this year. But you can find all that on Trundle Bed Tales on YouTube and on your favorite podcast platform. And I think that's all I need to do for housekeeping. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and start the tape. I hope you enjoy listening along to the episode. All right. We're going to be doing my roving report for Saturday, and I didn't get it fixed, so we're still having technology issues, so this is recorded, and I'll just be putting it in, but I wanted to tell you that it was a good day, and I got up in the morning, and I have to say one of the best things about staying in Marshall was that there was a McDonald's there, and I could get two large iced teas to go. There are often local spots that have better iced tea, but McDonald's is for the most part steady, and that way you can have
I could have a couple, and I finished the second one heading back from the pageant last night, so it worked out really well. And I wanted to hit some stuff early that I wouldn't, so I wouldn't have to do everything after the pageant. And that was, I started out at Fond Memories, which is a antique, well, I keep calling it that. It used to be an antique store. It is now part of the, part of a scrapbooking store and like a higher-end gift store that you might find in a high-end mall, that kind of thing. Mostly scrapbooking, though. They don't have the rubber stamps that they used to have, which is too bad because I love them. But they do have some things that pages for scrapbookers with the Walnut Grove design and some individual things. I think they say Walnut Grove, images of little pioneer girls. So if you're planning on, well, if you're a scrapbooker in general, or at least if you were planning to do a scrapbook for your trip, you want to make a stop at Fond Memories. And then, oh, and they did have a postcard I had never seen before, which I've seen most postcards, so that was different. And they also, what's the other thing I got there? I thought I got two things. Maybe not. Maybe I just got the postcard. Then I headed out. There is now a new bank building where the old Walnut Grove Tribune building used to be. And it's a nice new building. I'm still sorry that the Tribune building was taken down, but I have to say, even just looking at it at the outside, that was not going to be a fixable building at the point I saw it. So, oh, I'll try and drop a picture of it when I'm at this point on my video, because I do still have one. I know I have one. It's just a matter of finding it. Let's see. Then, I'm trying to remember when I did this, which is the trouble with not doing these during the middle of the day or at night. I didn't take any pictures doing this, so I can't check with that either. But one of these days, that was either Saturday or Friday, I decided to do some driving around in town to show you some of the things there are to see. And I drove around following all the designated things on the map. And they used to have signs out in front, and I think they used to do a lot more of them. I didn't really see all that many. There was the Paz Bell one, site of the first school. The map said site of the Congregational Church, but I did not see a sign for it. And the master's door and hall. And I think that was it. So I'm going to have to dig in my file and see if I've got a map that shows the older ones on it. I also I didn't go to the creek. Note more on that tomorrow. But I did drive out to the marker that's on the highway, and I drove out to the pageant grounds. And I drove out, oh, that was yesterday morning. Yeah, I drove out to the pageant grounds, and it was, of course, closed up for the day. So, and still can't believe this. I pulled up and thought, well, no one's going to be here. Clearly, there's no one on the site. I was kind of hoping there might be somebody, and then we opened, and it wasn't. And there was this food truck thing, a local service group that must do food, and they were showing up for the party Saturday night, and so I was watching them. So that's the first thing I hadn't had happen at a Laura site visit before, was having the food truck trailers pull up and me blocking it. So I first I thought it was there was a guy mowing his lawn out front, or the ground around the pageant grounds anyway, and I thought, well, maybe it's just his truck, because I have seen those where they have trucks and load and unload the garage, or the lawnmower. It was not. So I pulled out, and then I headed back to town, and see, I did pageant, I did bell, I did that, and I don't know if I did the bell from the school or not. And then went and did my program, and they had lots of nice stuff going on in the family festival and the Town Square Park. A lot of good music, and I moved my stuff up before the act before me started, and didn't set it up, just got it up on stage, and then walked around and then came back and listened to him. And he was a one-man band, and he was very impressive. He'd done a lot of pre-recording of him doing the same thing. I mean, so he could be playing one instrument, like a guitar or banjo, and then have another instrument play on the tape, and he was performing to that. And it was a good performance. And then when he got done, I set up my stuff, and I have to say, I'm going to have to start asking for at least a half hour for setup. I know it takes a long time, but they had me set up for 15 minutes, and I thought I could squeeze it in, but I was actually a little late getting started, so I need to remember to do that. I did it in the Kitchen with Laura Pioneer version, and I really enjoyed it. There were a group of girls who came up and volunteered in my various hands-on activities, which I really appreciate, because while it is a very good program, it is a far more interesting program if people volunteer to do the parts where I'm helping them rather than me have to do it. It, for instance, does not do me any good to ask if I know how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon, because, spoiler alert, I do. But it went real well, and quite a few people actually have told me that they enjoyed it. And so then I was moving everything back, because there was just 15 minutes for switchover before the next person. And honestly, I could dream about doing setup for In the Kitchen in 15 minutes, but I knew there wasn't a chance I would be able to do pickup. So I just moved stuff to the back and slowly worked on packing it up, and it took me probably at least a half hour, and then I had to wait because there is no back door, so I didn't want to disrupt the people performing then. So I heard a good chunk of two of the music performers, and they were very different acts, but very enjoyable, and I would highly recommend, if you are in Walnut Grove for the pageant, that you check out the family festival in the town park on Saturday. Each pageant weekend, different schedule each Saturday. Okay. Then I changed clothes, and again, this is part of being in Marshall, so it was a half hour away, so I brought my clothes and changed out. I was very muggy, and as I normally say, that it isn't much hotter in historic clothes than it is in other things, but I was sweated through my clothes, so having a nice dry thing to change into was good. And then I drove over to Tracy, and Tracy, Minnesota is the town where the rails ended before they kept the Chicago Northwestern going west, and that was what Pa worked on the railroad on, was the going further west, where Laura talks about their train ride ending, takes you right to the town of Tracy, and they had a turnaround there, which they don't anymore, though you can see one in Curry, Minnesota, which is right on the way back to I-90 if you go down the further west path. As I keep telling people, Walnut Grove doesn't have a direct path to I-90. There's two, one to the east and one to the west, with Walnut Grove about right in the middle. So if you take the west track, it'll take you right by Curry and the historic Living History Farm there, which really has some nice stuff. From pictures, I haven't managed to stop there yet myself, though I keep meaning to, but it just seems like every time I turn around on a Laura trip, there's something else. So, see, I did that, and then I headed, like I said, I was headed over to Tracy, and in Tracy, they have one of the benches, or the bench, from the Tracy Depot, which is where Ma and Mary and Laura and Carrie and Grace waited for Pa to come the night that they came from Walnut Grove on the train. And so I was there to see that mostly, and also a collection that I was hoping to do some research in. And I knew, I had asked if I could come over Friday afternoon if I left home a little early to do some work on it, and they said it was inaccessible at the moment, so I really knew I wasn't going to get to, but I did ask them when I was over there, and I'm glad I went anyway, because they have been having trouble in Walnut Grove with flooding the past few years, and Tracy too. You'll remember the 2018 flood really destroyed the road out to the pageant. And by that, I mean destroyed. There was a very deep trench blocking the road from one side to the other. And yet they still managed to put on a pageant the next weekend. It was very impressive. And the flooding affected Tracy, too. And they have, I think, made a very wise investment. They had had some of their buildings flooded, and they decided to raise money and to move the village. Now, they aren't moving away from their original spot, but they are moving some of the houses that were in the lower end of the village near the low ground and put in cement to be new foundations and a walkway. And most of the stuff is not finished yet, but I did a quick walkthrough to see what else was going on, and they have some neat stuff. And they also have a train, like the City Park train, which sadly is no longer in the City Park, but it's a little railroad, basically garden gauge, but the bigger garden gauge where you can actually get in the cars and ride, not sit on top, but actually get in the cars and ride. It was that kind. I enjoyed it very much my last trip to Wheels Across the Prairie, and it was also closed because the flooding had damaged the track, and they're looking at either putting in a foundation under it or moving it someplace else. That was all interesting, and I got a print there. At first look, I thought it was the Ingalls family waiting for the train. Looking at it closer, I don't think that's who it was supposed to be, but honestly, it looks like it could be them, except there isn't the right number of people, and the clothes on one figure are supposed to be a boy, although I think it wouldn't take many strokes of pen to make it into a woman instead. But that was cool, and I got that. So I must say, I had a bit of a shock because I thought they were open till 4, and it turns out they were open to 5. But when I went through the door at 3:30, she told me that I had to leave because they were closing at 5. And I kind of weirded out a little bit by that. I was thinking, my God, how did I lose 2 hours of time without noticing it, or an hour and a half? But she was looking at the wrong clock, and the clock she was looking at wasn't running, so it was not almost 5 o'clock which I think she was glad to know. And she chased after the person who she'd also told that right before I got there. Let's see. So I got the bench. I got the train. And I sort of saw how they were working on the other stuff. I think that's probably about it for Tracy. Then I headed back to Walnut Grove, and I did some filming of driving back from Tracy approaching Walnut Grove from the west, and there was a sign I hadn't really seen on the east. There used to be a good place to pull up by the sign. I didn't see it. It might still be there, and I just didn't see it, but it was there, but the ones in the west still had a nice drive up, but that's also somebody's driveway. And so I pulled up and was taking my picture, and next thing I know, here's a U-Haul truck. So I figured it was somebody going to the house, or at least one house. It might have been a couple back there, and they were moving, and this was them just doing their normal stuff, showing up. And it was... And it wasn't. It was another tourist going through, and they were pulling off the road onto this not really solid pull-in to take a picture, and they were waiting. I kind of pulled up so they could get by, but they weren't going by, so they just sat there, and I sat there for a little bit, and I turned around and left. And I saw them later because stopped me from getting the picture I was trying to there, they followed up by pulling up in front of the master's store and hall, so we're totally blocking the shot I could have gotten of that. But I got one today, so that's all right. Then I went and ate at pageant dinner. It was a different service group this night. It's always a different service group, so the menu was different. And man, they had a delicious chocolate pie. So I got that and headed out to the pageant grounds. And they were having a reunion for the 45th anniversary of the pageant, and they let me show up. I didn't eat there because I didn't know if they were going to have enough or anything. So I got there, and they had a lovely little collection of photos from the first couple years that they had found, which there was a fire in the building next door to one of the local newspapers some years back, and the newspaper photos, the morgue of photos, I think what they meant, had water damage. The building hadn't burned, but the putting out the fire next door had caused water damage. And having spent time trying to get waterlogged photos apart, I could see somebody very easily giving up after trying to see if they could pull them apart. Then they actually invited me to be in the reunion photo, which I thought was very nice of them. And I got to walk around behind and look at some of the stuff and listen to the speakers. They had some people who were early on in the show talking about, you know, early memories of the show, and I were people there I knew, and it was very nice. And then I went around in front, and they had four chairs in the VIP section in the front row that were reserved for the memory of some of the early people in the pageant. And they said they were sitting there sort of in memory, but they didn't say who actually they were supposed to be. And after those four chairs, there was one more when I went to buy my ticket, and I was like, what the heck? I haven't sat in the front row. I don't remember if I did ever or if I did once before. But anyway, I was in the chair next to that, so I pretended that Shirley Knocknoose was one of the people whose chair was right beside me, which I enjoyed. This was probably the most humorous version of the pageant. Now, they still had all the drama stuff, but it was the little girl who was playing Nellie was younger than they usually have her be. But man, oh man, she was wonderful. she was utterly hilarious, and I hope they can hold on to her for a few more years, because it is worth, even if you didn't like the rest of the play, which if you didn't, what's wrong with you, but even if you didn't like the rest of the play, it would be worth it just to see Nellie Olson perform. I ended up driving home, which, oh, I was going to say about the hours. I hadn't realized their hours changed, so the pageant now starts at 8:30 instead of 9, and that means they get done at 10:30 instead of 11, which was a big help, and it was still about midnight before I got back, and, well, it wasn't quite midnight, maybe 1:45, when I got back to my room. So it would be a big help to everybody coming through Marshall. Normally, when I give advice to pageants, I say bring along a sweatshirt and sweatpants to put on if it gets to be cold. And I have not done that for quite a while because it's been pretty hot every night I went to the pageant. And, of course, last night I got cold, so I had to get out my blanket and wrap up in that instead. Oh, and at the pageant gift shop, they were selling a print of the illustration of one of my favorite t-shirts, so I got that. They're working on raising money to build a new bathroom building. And I think that's about everything I had to say about yesterday, because I'm doing this on Sunday. Because even if I had been hadn't been having trouble with my technology, I was not going to do it last night after I got back from the pageant. So I hope you've enjoyed coming along with me. Remember, brighten the corner where you are, and find me all around the web on Trundle Bed Tales.
And with that, that is the end of our taped roving report. There will be one more of those tomorrow, hopefully. And remember to brighten the corner where you are. Find me all around the web at Trundle Bed Tales. And I hope to see you real soon. And with that, thank you for joining us.